Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Yud Beis in Masechtas Tainis. Some of the topics we learned about include the following: rules regarding fasting for only part of a day, the requirement of Kabbalah's Tainis, accepting a fast the day before fasting, eating on the night before a fast, public fasts outside of Eretz Yisrael, postponing a fast, fasting when it hasn't rained by certain dates. When rain does not fall, fasts are decreed. If rain continues to be withheld, more stringent actions are taken to gain favor from Hashem. The Gemara discusses some of these extra prohibitions and describes what happens on a public fast day. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include Mishmar. The Kahanim and Levim are divided into 24 groups, each serving for a week at a time in the Beis HaMikdash. Carbon Eitzim, a wood carbon. When the Jews returned from Bavel and built the second Beis HaMikdash, there was not enough wood for the Mizbeach. 9 people contributed wood from their own stock. And from that point forward, the families of these individuals were assigned one day a year to have the honor of donating wood for the Mizbeach. This day was celebrated as a holiday by that family. Tainis Chalom, fasting for a bad dream, brings merit to the person who had the dream and can help nullify the outcome. Megillas Tainis was a document which listed numerous minor holidays which are considered a Yom Tov to the extent D'loy L'Misbed Bohein or D'loy L'Sano Bohein. On these days, we do not deliver eulogies and we do not fast.